Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, welcome to the Household Express program, and I am Sister Mara, and Adhikari Chai Prime will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Adhikari Chai, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am very well, I hope all the listeners are also well.
Well, today being the 28th of September, corresponding to the 7th of Muharram, the year 1439, my, how is time flown?
I'm telling you, how many days of Muharram gone? Before you know it, Ramadan will be round the corner.
Yes, and already the English year is already coming to an end.
Yes.
You know, schools are already closing tomorrow. And we've got October, November, and before you know it, December, everybody goes on holiday. Alhamdulillah. Well, today I thought I'd start off with a bit of a humorous inspiration, yes? And thereafter we're going to go on to the health segment. And really, let's start off with a humorous joke here. It says, yesterday my mixer stopped working, so I went to my neighbor to borrow theirs. They asked me to use the mixer in their house. Only I did. This morning my neighbor came to borrow my broomstick, so I asked them to come home and use it in my house. They became angry. Have I done anything wrong? Well, it's a bit of a humor to start off today's program. Well, we're going to start with the health segment. And today we have home remedies for fever. And, you know, so many are down with the flu. There's so much of viruses going around. So I thought I'd put together some home remedies for fever. Then in the homemaking and cooking segment is combined. And what are we talking about today in the cooking segment, Aunt Kecha?
Today our theme is on salads. It's summer salad recipes with a difference. Our first one is a phyllo salad cups. Then there's a China fruit salad recipe. Then there's a Dorito pepper juice salad recipe, a Moroccan salad, and a watermelon salad.
Summertime is a time for salads. And we're also going to be talking about, you know, important tips when making salads, onions and salads, how to use onions and salads, tips to keep salad greens fresh, and ideas on building a salad. So lots to look forward to in the cooking segment of the program. In the meantime, let's begin with home remedies for fever. Cool water. Soak a washcloth in cool tap water. Wring out the excess water and then sponge areas like your armpits, feet, hands, and groin to reduce the temperature. And you find that on those areas the fever is quite more. So if you actually soak a washcloth in cool water and just sponge it under your armpits, feet, hands, and groin to reduce the temperature. And you can do this for kids and babies.
It works wonders, especially even if you soak it with little vinegar.
Vinegar, yes.
It works wonders for the fever to break.
And then you can also take a bath in lukewarm water to relax your body. Taking a shower, however, may not be a good idea. Plus, needless to say, take as much rest as possible as it helps the body to fight the illness as well. Then also do not use very cold water as it may cause the internal body temperature to increase.
Yes.
And then many people actually use basil leaves. They say basil is an effective herb for bringing down a fever. And the Indian name for basil is tulsi. Now this herb is just an effective as many types of antibiotics on the market. Its healing properties will help reduce fever very quickly. What you can do is boil together 20 basil leaves and a teaspoon of crushed ginger in 1 cup water until the solution gets reduced to half. Add a little honey and drink this tea 2 or 3 times a day for 3 days. Then you can also make a tea by mixing a teaspoon of basil with 1/4 teaspoon of pepper in 1 cup of boiling water. Steep for 5 minutes and then strain and drink the tea. Drink it 2 or 3 times daily until you recover completely. Then another one, like Adhikarija said, the apple cider vinegar. What you can do is add 1.5 cups of vinegar to lukewarm bath water. Soak in this water for 5 to 10 minutes. In about 20 minutes, you will notice improvement, inshallah, and repeat again when the body temperature is high. Another one is many people use the rose water for fever.
Even that's very good, actually.
It works very, very well, yes, indeed. Then raisins, they say raisins help the body fight infections and reduce fevers. They are loaded with phytonutrients which are known to have antibacterial and antioxidant properties. Also, raisins act as tonic for your body when you have a fever. What you can do is soak 25 raisins in 1/2 cup of water for 1 hour or until the raisins become soft. crush the soaked raisins in the water and strain the liquid. Add the juice of half a lime to the solution. Have this twice a day until your fever is gone. Another one is ginger. Ginger really helps the body expel heat. What you can do is put 2 tablespoons of ginger powder in a bathtub filled with warm water and mix well. Soak in this water for 10 minutes, pat dry your body and go to bed. Cover yourself completely with a blanket. Soon you will start sweating and your fever will come down. You know, once you sweat, your fever disappears.
Yes, you have to sweat, then only your fever will go out.
Mm-hmm. Then you can, and lastly, make ginger tea by adding 1.5 teaspoons of freshly grated ginger to 1 cup of boiling water and letting it steep for a few minutes. Add some honey, enjoy this tea 3 to 4 times a day. So these are home remedies for fever as well. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be telling you all about salads, important tips when making salads. And the question we're asking you today is, what tips do you have to keep salad greens fresh? You can interact with us on SMS or WhatsApp 082-565-8648. Even follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mulla. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. We'll be on the cooking and homemaking segment that is combined. Today we're talking all about salads. So salad making can be divided into 3 basic parts: prepping the ingredients, making the dressing, and tossing it all together. Simple. Now, which part isn't that hard? There are little tricks and tips that can help you go from making just an okay salad to a great one. From the best ways to wash and dry lettuce to easy ways to make homemade croutons, we've put together our best salad making tips together here on this program. And we're going to start off with telling us tips for washing, drying, and storing lettuce.
Okay. So for the tips for washing, drying, and storing your lettuce, you may think that you don't need to be told how to wash lettuce, and you may be right. But we've heard more than one chef recommend this way, with a big bowl and some hand towels, and we've got our own homemade method. So the basically, when you're soaking lettuce, mm-hmm. you know the best way to do it is put it in a salad spinner. You soak it in ice water.
Ice water, yes.
And after a while, you see how nice, even if they are gone little lumped and all that, once you put the ice in it, it all becomes so nice and fresh. You drain the water out and you spin that lettuce totally. I promise you, that lettuce is as fresh as ever.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never say that it was lumping or whatever it may be. Another tip is you have to dry it thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a salad spinner, you lay it on a nice clean cloth and let all the water drain out and then you use it.
Okay. I know I won't say the olden times, but maybe in our great-grandmother's time, there was no salad spinner at that time.
Yes, yes.
So, they used to take it and put it into a pillowcase and spun it.
But I remember it works wonders, mm-hmm. you know, that even on a normal cloth also.
A normal cloth, yes.
You just leave it there to drain totally and then you use it. You see what happens, if your salad becomes very quickly soggy if
yes.
all the water isn't drained
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very important at the stage that you must drain your lettuce properly. Salad spinners are big, bulky. I know they are very bulky and sometimes quite noisy also. For those who don't want to buy one, one can occasionally use salad eaters. If there is another way to dry lettuce, we came across the step for spinning lettuce dry in something we all have is a pillowcase.
Okay, you know, and there's a question that we're also asking. We're basically asking you 2 questions today. What tips do you have to keep salad greens fresh? And which kitchen tools are essential when making salads?
Mm-hmm.
So 2 questions for you today. What tips do you have to keep salad greens fresh? And which kitchen tools are essential when making salads? So you can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. Now, Auntie, when it comes to salad greens, how do you keep your salad greens fresh?
Well, normally it stays, you know, the Tupperware normally have a crisper.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, the lettuce and that really, the salad greens really stay very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Or else another alternative is a Ziploc bag.
Yes.
It stays absolutely very fresh in there.
Okay. And, you know, ideas on burning a salad. Now, in burning salads, it's far too easy to get stuck in a rut. You know what works, buy the same ingredients, and inevitably eat green leaf lettuce with black olives, sliced tomatoes, and shredded carrots every day. However, with a little creativity and an open mind at the grocery store, you can enjoy a fabulous variety of healthful, yet crave-worthy salads on a regular basis. Now, to get inspired, take a walk around the produce section and be inspired by the vegetables and fruit you come across. Try a new lettuce or pick up a veggie you're unfamiliar with. Just remember, from crunchy to creamy to crispy, a good salad has an assortment of textures and colors. Like lettuce, yeah, you get different varieties of lettuce.
Yes, you get the butter lettuce, you get the purple lettuce, mm-hmm. you get the curly lettuce. You get so many different types of lettuce. So you can, like you say, you can create your own salad. And every time, I mean, you can cut fruit in there also. Avocado goes very well, strawberries, oranges. You can make up your own
cheese,
salad.
Nuts, halloumi, chicken.
Yes, mm-hmm. halloumi cheese is very nice on salads too. So you have to be more creative.
And you get tomatoes also.
Yes,
you know?
All the different tomatoes you get. You get the all color tomatoes. You get yellow tomatoes. You get green tomatoes, which is all made for salads. So you have to be creative yourself.
Okay, and okay, let's talk about the salad dressings. You know. I mean, a salad isn't complete without a dressing.
Yes, again, you can make your own, which is much more healthier if you are more health conscious. You make a plain vinaigrette of salad dressing. Then you can make a creamy dressing, which is also very tasty, which is much more nicer. Depends which salad dressing suits for which salads. Some of the lettuce, some of them you don't need a very creamy dressing, more of just a plain vinegar dressing. So again, it's up to you what you want to do and what salads you're making.
Okay, lovely. And okay, we've got the message here. It comes all the way from Botswana, Sister Aisha Tokra.
Okay.
She says, "Salam, Shazakana for the lovely program. I'm the one who's very lazy for making salads. Always hand the salad to my sister or my daughters to make and get away scot-free." Yes, I would rather prefer to put up a pot of food and make a salad.
Yes, but it's so easy to make salads, especially if you enjoy making. I love making different salads.
She said, but here are some tips. She said, I wash lettuce and keep in a bowl with ice cubes and a half teaspoon sugar so it remains crispy till it's spinning to dry.
Okay.
And so that's a lovely tip for keeping your lettuce fresh.
Yes,
thank you so much, Sister Aisha. Okay, let's... Then you were talking about the salad dressing, culture.
Yes, you get all different types. You get made with herbs. Use a season as inspiration. Incorporate produce that's at its peak, such as asparagus, spring onions, peas, and radishes for spring. It just depends. Like you say, each one, you know, the like in the winter, they use lots of celery and oranges. And things like that, more a citrus.
Okay.
And in summer, you have all the, like the watermelon salad and the China fruit salad and all that's so nice for summer.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm. And, you know, you get different types of salad dressings you can just buy off the shelf.
Yes.
You get honey mustard, you get Greek, you get Italian, you get French. It depends what you want to put on. Now, Antikisha, when do you put the salad dressing over the salad?
Okay, now the salad dressing, you have to put it right in the end before you're serving your meal. You see what happens, you prepare your salad totally, but do not put the dressing over because it tends to get soggy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that salad is not nice because it doesn't have a crunch anymore. The salad dressing makes it go soggy very quickly. So try and put it at the last spur of the moment.
Right. And, you know, how long do salads last in the fridge?
Again, once you put a dressing, it doesn't last for long. But if you leave them without a dressing, it might last for a day or two, depending on the heat also.
All right. And of course, you can make up your own salad dressing as well.
Yes.
So what would you say are the key ingredients when you're making a salad dressing?
When you're making, if you're making a creamy dressing, then you must have mayonnaise on hand. You must have either sour cream or yogurt, your vinegar, a little bit of sugar, maybe mustard. That's your creamy dressing. And if it's a plain vinegar dressing, then it's just vinegar and oil, little olive oil, salt, pepper, and maybe a bit of herbs in there if you want.
Okay. You know, salad can be a meal on its own, yes, and it can be an aside dish as well.
Yes.
So do you have to make different, what would you say, what type of salads would go with any meal? For example, you're making a rice dish now.
Well,
so what salad would go with a rice dish?
Obviously, when you're making a rice dish, especially biryani, you can make a date and nut salad, or you can make a plain Greek salad, which also goes with it, or a normal salad with just carrots and lettuce and cucumber. You know what, the choice is entirely up to you, but it has to be a nice salad that goes with rice.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, for braise,
there's such
a variety.
Mm-hmm.
There is so many varieties, and you won't believe nowadays they make such beautiful salads. One is nicer than the other. So again, it's entirely up to you. The choice is
yours. It's how you decorate it.
Yes.
How you present the salad.
Salad. Now, when you're making dal and rice, then you don't want to have a salad. Then you're making either kachuma or yogurt and avocado kachuma, which is also very nice. So again, you know what? Each meal just goes with its own salad or side dish.
Okay. Now, when we're talking about the yogurt, the kachuma, and things like that, how would you actually use onions in a salad? I think there's a certain way to use onions in a salad. Do you use it raw? What do? Do you soak it up in salt?
Okay. Now, the thing is, when you're making a kachuma,
mm-hmm,
make sure you chop your onion nicely and then squeeze the water out. Very important. You must try and squeeze. It doesn't go soggy at all when you squeeze your water out.
Okay.
Try and soak it, wash it nicely with a little bit of salt and drain the water out totally in the onion. You must remember, onion gives out a lot of water, so you have to strain the water out totally, and then you add whatever you want to, your cucumber, your carrots, and your crush, and you just mix the fresh yogurt in. But that again, you have to do it on the last pour of the moment.
Mm.
Try and do it, then it stays nice and firm. It doesn't go waterish.
Okay. When it comes to essential kitchen tools to use when making salads, what would you say are the essential ones?
The first thing I would always say is the salad spinner, then a nice sharp knife with a nice cutting board for your veggies only. And yes, you get the slicer also, where you can use to slice your carrots and your cucumbers and all that.
You get the slicer that makes it pattern,
yes,
also can make like a what do you call it, like a wafer type?
Yes.
Yes.
So all that is essential for your salad making.
Okay. Then the sister says, I soak lettuce in ice water and it remains crisp for 2 days. Also, if you want to keep your lettuce fresh, what you can also do is wrap it up in cling wrap.
Oh, yes.
Right, and then you can wash and use.
Then it also stays very nice.
It stays very, very, very nice, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go for a short break now. Recipes coming up after the break. You can get your recipe books on hand, or take your pens and papers out, or even, leave your phones on standbys to jot down, to record the recipes. We're sharing a Philo salad cups recipe. Then we're going to go on to the next one. It's a China fruit salad, a very famous one, yes, a very simple one. Dorito pepper juice salad. We've got a Moroccan salad and a watermelon salad as well. So lovely recipes coming up in today's program. Stay tuned.
This is Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Salad recipes with a difference. And can you start with the Philo salad cups? A very different one indeed.
Yes, it is. Okay, for the Philo salad cups, the ingredients is a box of Mediterranean phyllo pastry, melted ghee, cupcake pans, frilly crispy crisp lettuce, cucumber sliced and halved, baby plum tomatoes quartered, carrots julienned, sunflower seeds, feta cubes, and salad dressing of choice. Now for your method, your phyllo, you cut your squares of 11 by 11 centimeters of the pastry, leave under a damp cloth till done, cut 6 quarters for each hole, place the square down, brush with ghee, place another piece in shape of a diamond, brush with ghee and repeat till 6 piece. Brush the pan with ghee, preheat the oven to 180 degrees, place the phyllo in a pan, tucking neatly, place on the middle shelf of oven and keep an eye on pastry, bake till golden brown. It does get very quickly burn, so you have to be more careful. Remove it and let it cool. Now you prepare your salad. Make sure to spin dry vegetables after washing. Toss together, spoon into phyllo cups, drizzle dressing over and serve. This is also, you can bake your pastries before the time, and as on the last part of the moment you add your veggies because it tends to get soggy quickly.
Okay, lovely. Sister Amina Patel on Instagram says, I actually made myself a salad now since listening to program Mid-Morning Snack. Oh, Jazakallah. It's such a lovely message that actually came through. Let me repeat it. Sister Patel Amina on Instagram says, I actually made myself a salad now since listening to program Mid-Morning Snack. Jazakallah for sharing, sister. And perhaps you can send us a picture of the salad you actually made.
Made now.
We'd appreciate it, yes. So this is a very nice, a simple recipe, very different as well.
Yes.
And it's actually lovely for brides and occasions like
this. It is.
Okay. So you know, you're always looking for something different to take with, and what salad can I make? So it's so easy, you know.
It's so easy. If your cups are ready, it doesn't take long.
Yes. So it's phyllo salad cups. You will require 1 box Mediterranean phyllo pastry. What's different about the Mediterranean phyllo pastry?
There is absolutely no difference.
You can just use any ordinary phyllo pastry.
Yes.
Then melted ghee, cupcake pans, frilly crisp lettuce, cucumbers sliced then halved, baby plump tomatoes quartered, carrots julienned, sunflower seeds, feta cubes, and salad dressing of choice. For the method, your phyllo pastry, you cut squares of 11 by 11 centimeters of pastry, leave under a damp cloth till done, cut 6 squares for each hole, place square down, brush with ghee, place another piece in shape of diamond, brush with ghee, repeat till 6 piece. So you're going to take your 6 squares,
yes.
So you're going to put one straight and one with a diamond.
Diamond.
And that's how you're going to do it.
You just play around with it.
Play around.
Yes, you just have to work it out yourself.
Okay. Then you brush pan with ghee, preheat oven to 180 degrees Celsius. Place phyllo in pan, tucking neatly. Place on middle shelf of oven and keeping an eye on pastry, bake till golden brown. Remove to cool. Then you prepare your salad. Make sure to spin dry vegetables after washing. Toss together, spoon into phyllo cups, and drizzle over dressing and serve.
Yes.
And I think with this, you can even add cubed croutons.
You know what?
Your chicken.
Yes. It's up to you, your own choice. Whatever filling you want to add, you can add. Okay.
Now we're going to go on to the next famous salad. It is a China fruit salad recipe.
For the China fruit salad recipe, we need pineapples cubed chunky, peppers diced, red onions sliced, nachos segments, green dana chopped, assorted China fruits, but not the red and colored ones. Right. Then for the dressing, you need Mrs. Ball's chutney, 1/4 cup, and brown sugar, 2 tablespoons. Then you make a vagar with oil, and of oil, very little oil. And I added badam, sunflower seeds, and all of that. So what happened, basically, you prepare all your veggies and fruit, and then you just make your dressing and put it in there, and then you make a nice vagar and pour it over.
So easy.
It's very, very easy, but it's so lekker, it's very tasty.
Yes. So for the China fruit salad, you need pineapple cubed, chunky, pepper diced, red onion sliced, nachos segmented, green dania chopped, assorted China fruits, not red or colored ones. Why not red and colored ones?
Because it does, then it discolors everything.
It discolors everything, yes. But it's got all the colorings on it as well. For your dressing, it's Mrs. Ball's chutney, 1/4 cup, and brown sugar, that's 2 tablespoons. Then for the vagal is very little olive oil. Then you can add badam, til, or sunflower seeds.
Yes.
Sure. That dish you must make and eat at the same time.
Yeah,
don't
you can't leave this for long.
It's also ideal for a bride.
Okay.
The next one is also very different. So it's a Dorito pepper juice salad.
Okay. For the Dorito pepper juice salad, you need the blue packet of Doritos, the big packet, a yellow packet of Lay's big, also a big packet, feta cheese, gouda cheese, a bottle of pepper juice, mixed herbs, chopped tomatoes, cubed green peppers, and green chili. Then you need a sour cream mixture, which you put 1 by 250 ml of sour cream, 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, a pinch of black and lemon pepper. Now your method is, you layer some of both chips on the bottom of a Pyrex or casserole dish, grate your gouda cheese over and throw feta over that. add more chops, grate more gouda and throw more feta, throw the chopped up tomatoes over the feta, cut green chilies and throw over that, then you throw your green peppers over, spread your sour cream mixture over, place pepper juice over grate more cheese and sprinkle herbs, bake till cheese melts. It's more like it's a nachos or a salad, you can call it.
Alright, So for the Dorito pepper juice salad, we've got one big packet blue
Doritos,
okay, then you've got a big packet of yellow packet Lays, alright?
The plain one.
Plain Lays, so it's your big packet of blue Doritos, then a big packet of the yellow packet of your Lays crisp, then feta cheese, gouda cheese, a bottle of pepper juice, mixed herbs, chopped tomatoes, cubed green peppers and green chilies, and then your sour cream mixture will be 1/250 ml sour cream, 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, a pinch of black and lemon pepper. So now for the method, you layer some of both the chips on bottom of Pyrex or casserole dish, then you grate your gouda cheese, throw over feta, add more chips, grate more gouda and throw more feta, throw chopped up tomatoes over feta, cut green chilies and throw over, throw green pepper over, spread sour cream mixture over, place pepper juice over, grate more cheese and sprinkle herbs and bake till cheese melts.
Yes.
This is like, it's very easy, like easy snack.
It's a very easy salad, there's nothing really, really
like
easy.
A snack, a snacker as well. I think the children will enjoy this one
Yes.
The next one is a Moroccan salad, a very different one as well.
Yes. Okay, for the Moroccan salad, the ingredients are 4 eggs, 1 small red and 1 small orange pepper, 1 small red onion, 1 carrot peeled and grated, 1 small head of radish, lettuce or other red leaves, 350 grams sweet corn drained, 1 tablespoon of red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 tablespoons of clear honey, 1 teaspoon of balsamic vinegar and salt and freshly black pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of smoked paprika. Now for your method, you boil your eggs for 8 to 10 minutes, cool under cold water, peel and set aside. Line the base of a jelly mold with wax wrap. You cut the eggs into thin slices and place it on the bottom. You layer up your veggies in order until the basin is full. So that means till your Tupperware is full. You mix 2 layers of the vinegar, oil, honey, balsamic, salt and seasoning, and mix and spoon and pour over the top of the basin. Chill for 2 hours. Once it's chilled, turn over the salad on a plate and remove the wax paper and egg. It should now be on top. The egg should be right on top. So it's like a layered salad which you put in a mold. It looks very pretty and it's very tasty also.
Very different.
It is very different, but it's such a nice, it's a pretty salad, but it's a tasty salad also.
Okay. So for the Moroccan salad, we repeat the ingredients. You need 4 eggs. 1 small red and 1 small orange pepper, 1 small red onion, 1 carrot peel and grated, 1 small head radish, lettuce or other red leaves, then 325 grams canned sweet corn drained, 1 tablespoon of red vinegar, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 tablespoons clear honey, 1 teaspoon of balsamic salt and freshly ground pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of smoked paprika. Now, the balsamic salt, would you get it into those Robertson bottles?
Yes, you do.
Right. What's the difference between that salt and any other salt?
There isn't much. It's more a little bit of a sourish
salt. Okay, and then your smoked paprika.
Smoked paprika is normal. It's just a bit of, it's got that smoky, you can use either the plain one also, it
right,
will work.
Okay. Now for the method, you boil eggs for 8 to 10 minutes, cool under cold water, peel and set aside. Line the base of a jelly basin with wax wrap. Now here you can use those small Tupperware containers as well that you use for jellies
and custards.
And custards. That will be basically ideal.
It will be.
You know?
It will be small salads that you have.
Then cut the eggs into thin slices and place at the bottom. Layer up the veggies in any order until the basin is full. Mix together the vinegar, the honey, the oil, the balsamic salt and seasoning, and mix with a spoon and pour over the top of the basin. Chill for 2 hours once chilled. Turn over the salad onto a plate and remove the wax paper. The egg should now be on top. And it probably looks so nice.
It does.
And a very healthy one. It has boiled eggs. It's ideal for kids as well.
Yes.
Very, very healthy.
When you take it out, you can see all the layers of your vegetables.
Lovely. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the final recipe is a watermelon salad.
Okay. For the watermelon salad, you need 1/4 watermelon cubed and deseeded, a cucumber cubed, about 3 rings of feta cheese cubed. You toss the ingredients together, pour over dressing just before serving. The dressing is balsamic or regular vinegar, lemon juice, salt and sugar, a little olive oil, mixed herbs. Whisk and pour over the salad. This is a very simple but a very nice and summery salad.
Okay, you must make it and eat it one time.
Yes, you must.
Okay, so for the watermelon salad, it's 1/4 watermelon cubed and deseeded, 1 cucumber cubed, about 3 rings of feta cheese cubed. Toss ingredients together, pour over dressing just before serving. For your dressing is your balsamic or regular vinegar, lemon juice, salt, sugar, little olive oil and mixed herbs. Whisk, pour over salad. Plain and simple, ready to eat and enjoy. Well, we've got lots of feedback coming through, Auntie Greta. This one is actually for you.
Sure.
Lovely program, like always, making meals to be healthy and eat salad only as a meal. I admire people that try different recipes. And the listener goes on to say, I met Auntie Greta at the Hafiz Abu Bakr show. What a pleasant, lovely person. Mashallah, was so excited to meet her that she was like, I met a celebrity. Would love to meet you also, Sister Amara. Inshallah, one day, Sister. Jazakallah for the message, though.
Jazakallah.
You know, it's so nice to get feedback from listeners out there. Then I must share this one out as well. This is actually from Sister Fatima Wadi, and she is a blogger, and her blog address is called Chattapudi, and she's also a guest on our program. She says, Assalamu alaikum, Sister Mara, how are you? Jazakallah for always having a lovely show. I have a very easy and quick salad recipe to share. It's julienned beetroot, julienned carrots, chopped kale or lettuce, if you prefer, and crushed feta. The beetroot and carrots can be bought ready julienned, so it's super easy and looks amazing when you take it somewhere. You can make a simple vinaigrette to go with it on the other side.
Okay.
And she actually sent me a picture of it, and it looks divine.
Okay.
Absolutely divine, yes. Then this sister also says, she says she loves a dates and nut sprinkle on my salad, no salad dressing. Recipe, braised in olive oil, chopped dates, sunflower seeds and nib almonds, and a pinch of salt and red chili powder, and throw over salad.
It is so nice.
It is very, very, very nice. Okay, then there's a request from a listener who says, can Auntie Greta share a recipe for veggies as a side dish using butternut and sweet potatoes while cooking on the gas stove for about 20 people? Remember last week we did cooking for a crowd?
Yes, yes.
So she's looking for a recipe for vegetables for 20 people on the gas stove now.
Yes.
So what would she basically
make? There is no difference of a gas or electric stove. Whatever you want to, you have to cook it at the end of the day on whichever stove you want to. But quantity-wise, you must see. If it's a side dish, you don't need such a lot. For 20 people, you know, nobody eats a whole plate full of veggies. It's just a little bit.
Yes.
So maybe just like one panels of each veggies. We normally, when we make the big vegetables, it's just more the butternut, the sweet corn, the sweet potato, jam squash, marrow, baby onions, baby carrot, potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of carrots. And you just steam all that, and you salt and pepper it, and I normally put a bit of fresh cream once it's done.
Okay.
Just to make it a bit of a creamy mixture, and you get the herb seasoning, or the vegetable seasoning which you add on your veggies.
Alright.
It's something very simple. There is nothing much to eat. Like, you know, there isn't really a specific recipe. You must use your own discretion what you
mm-hmm.
want to do.
You know, you can even use a bit of steers garlic sauce. You can use sweet chili
yes.
sauce.
Just to make it a bit of sauce.
A sauce.
But that is after you steam
it. After you steam it, yes. It's going to go all soggy.
Yes, or else it's going to go. And don't over steam it also, because it has to be nice and crunchy also.
Okay.
Gee.
Okay. Then, okay. Then, someone wants to know, how do you use cucumbers in the salad? I know cucumbers also retain a lot of water.
It does retain. You must try and put it in a strainer, till all the water. When you're grating cucumber, try and put it in a strainer so all the water comes out, and then you use it. or even if you slice it, you have to make it like, you know, a salad is something you can't do long before the time. It's something that you can do last minute.
Okay. Then this one says, nice, lekker, healthy salad. Thanks to you and my lovely Auntie Creature for making it all possible. Jazakallah to you, Sister Amin, as well. And Jazakallah for your feedback as well. And then they wanted us to repeat the recipe from Sister Fatima Wadi, the blogger as well. And her blog address is Chatter Foodie. She said it's Julian beetroot, Julian carrots, chopped kale or lettuce. If you prefer, add crushed feta. The beetroot and carrots can be bought ready julienned, so it's super easy and looks amazing when you take it somewhere. You can make a simple vinaigrette to go with it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So that recipe will go into the Radio Islam website, and you can jot it down. In fact, all our recipes are on the Radio Islam website. If you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022, and it's on, and she will gladly assist you as well. And remember, you just go on, it's summer salad recipes with a difference.
Uh-huh.
It certainly is different summer salad recipes as well. Then, this one wants to know that what recipes can I actually serve with chicken. Salad recipes with chicken.
Okay. You can, you know what, again, it's up to you what you like. There are so many different types of salads. Like I said, the mixed salad, what did we give the first one? The phyllo salad, the phyllo cups one is very nice to make it with chicken. It's something different and something really tasty.
Okay.
Then you get the normal Greek salad, kurko, a normal, the date salad is also very nice with your chicken, which will also go with your chicken. There are so many. There are so many you can make.
Okay. Then also, you know, if you're having like a chicken boti for that matter,
yeah,
you can just make up. It's so simple and special. Just cut up your green dhania very fine.
Okay.
Chop it up or put it into your chopper with maybe one green chili and chop that up, and you take yogurt, the thick white plain yogurt.
Yes.
And you empty out, put your green dhania in that, and you can just add some garlic and salt.
It's just like very tasty. It's like a chutney with yogurt inside.
It's nice and it's thick,
refreshing,
and it's healthy,
yes,
as well.
It is.
It's very, very cooling as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've come to the end of a lovely, very, very informative program once again. Inshallah, we'll be back with you next week.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, we're going to be having a new guest that will be joining us in the studio as well. And we've got a surprise for the ladies out there as well. And, you know, it's something that, you know, we all can learn from in the kitchen, whether young or old as well. So a lovely surprise next week in the on the program. It will be a threesome. It will be Auntie Creature, myself, and our new guest as well. So you can look forward to a lovely program next week, inshallah. So from myself, Amara, and Auntie Creature Prime,
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.